Good morning. It's December 14th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. And today's title is, Do Not Fear. Have I not commanded you be strong and courageous? Do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9, ESV. 2020 engendered more fear worldwide than certainly any other in our new century, and possibly even in the last. All fear is similar in one respect. It is due to our inability to know the future. The fear of the unknown is really at the core of all fear, whether a viral pandemic that seems to act somewhat capriciously in its severity, or the often suppressed knowledge of thousands of nuclear warheads still functional and only awaiting targeting packages and launch commands. But why are these frightening to us? Worldwide chaos, collapse of the economy, the potential elimination of food and clean water supplies, violence from those who have little towards those who have a lot? No, at the base of all fear of the unknown is only one thing for humankind, the fear of death. The belief that everything we hold dear in life, from the love of our families, to a walk on the beach, to skiing down a snow-covered mountain, might all disappear forever, in an instant. That's what we're afraid of. That's the monster in the dark of the closet that we spend a lifetime being afraid of, and hoping somehow we will never have to face. As I have dealt with death and dying as a physician, I can tell you one thing that is clear. Those with a strong faith have a peace that passes all understanding. Philippians 4:6-7 tells us to be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And then the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. This peace comes to those who practice their faith by doing the above. These people have a relationship with their Savior, and thus they are never alone. We face death with a calm assurance that soon we will not only be in the presence of the Almighty, with no more pain and no more sadness, but we will also see our loved ones again. Christians have the same confidence about their believing friends and loved ones who are facing death. Those who understand grace and accept the undeserved gift we have been offered by the Creator through Christ are still human. We still get scared from time to time, but we're never alone. The Holy Spirit is literally inside us, and we never have far to go for help and reassurance. The Lord doesn't recommend that we have no fear. He commands it. In fact, Scripture has the command, "Fear not," repeated 365 times. In other words, He is instructing us about what is true, not what might happen if we're lucky. Believe that the Sovereign Lord has your back, and the pandemic of 2020 takes on a whole new look. Of course, we should be careful. Of course, we should follow guidelines. But for Christians, the worst that could happen is also the best that could happen. We go to be with our Lord. Philippians 1:21-26. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. We love that you have given us not a spirit of bondage again to fear, but we receive the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. No father would abandon his child, and we know, nor would you. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.